Y'all ready for the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Here in the Brothers Lamest Sports Happy Hour, we give you that sports talk in the lamest terms. It gets a little raw in here, so if you like your sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Brothers Lamest Sports Happy Hour. Brought to you by The Black Is Network. We are your co-hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Week 17, y'all. Congratulations to all y'all who got that dough, won your fantasy leagues. Y'all ain't one of them.
Nah, I ain't one of them.
I'm playing for week 17. I'm playing for second place and some money today, so I need things to go well. But, you know, as of right now, it's the last day of the season.
Yep.
You know, I think it's the last day for Red Zone. Oh, that sucks.
Oh.
It's been a channel on lock for the past few months.
For real, for real.
And, you know, we just getting ready for these playoff time, man. This is when you earn your money. This is when things matter. That second season when things kick in. So we are excited as well. You know, some big news happening in the NBA. We're going to talk about all of that today.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all want to get at us? You want to chop it up? Comments, feedback, any of that? Hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @brotherslayman. On the hotline, 323-455-4219. Or you can find us at the website, blackisonline.com. Leave us any feedback, any comments. We'll read it on the show and discuss it.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns you guys may have, anything y'all want to know, anything y'all want to dish out to us, let us know. We will definitely get back at you.
Holla. All right. We are on a Sunday. Things have been getting pretty slick down here. You know, let's start with the AFC. So the AFC is pretty much locked up. Congrats to the Baltimore Ravens. Secured that last playoff spot in the AFC.
Nice.
Nice victory over the Browns, which at first was like, are they going to win? It didn't look like it, but pulled it out.
They pulled it out, and they're going to be a scary team to play. Only because Haloti Ngata's coming back to that defense, so now they're going to be complete.
Yeah.
Up front, that's going to make a huge difference because he's going to be fresh since he hasn't played the last four games.
Yep.
And, to be honest, let's see, who would they be playing? Would it be Indy or?
As of right now, they'd be playing Cincinnati.
And again, see, that their division opponent, Cincinnati tends to struggle in the playoffs. Again, so I'm just like, Baltimore is a team you got to watch out for because Justin Forsett's doing a great job. Joe Flacco's been iffy.
Yeah.
He's been so-so. But we all know he does well in the playoffs.
Yeah, he had a nice second half in this game. He has been iffy, that's for sure. You know, but, you know, he clearly has a ring on his finger, which, you know, gives him some leeway.
Yep.
And he's proven that he can do it. It's going to be rough. I know Indy came back, got that W they needed today.
Got a little momentum going.
Yeah. Because they were looking kind of struggling, but they got that. Sorry to see about the Chargers.
Man.
Took that L to the Chiefs with no Alex Smith.
They tried, yeah. I mean, Chase Daniels, he did a good job. He managed the game as he was supposed to. They rolled Jamal Charles, and Phillip Rivers just looked off. Their whole team as a whole just did not look like they were prepared. And good. I'm glad I ain't got to worry about it. I'm glad I didn't got to worry about them in the playoffs. They were the one team I'm like, I don't want to play them in the freaking playoffs because they just have something about them.
Mm-hmm.
We just always play them close, and I don't want to be that close in the playoffs. Baltimore, I can deal with.
Right. Yeah, they tried, but, I mean, no Keenan Allen. Ryan Matthews didn't play.
Mm. They're just banged up, man.
9-7, you know, they and the Chiefs tied. Could have been better for both teams.
Yeah.
you know, showed some goodness, some good things there. Just couldn't get over that hump. God, I know with the Browns though.
Connor Shaw got to get a brother props. I mean, plucked off the practice squad like yesterday, I guess.
Yeah.
Although he did get some practice time during the week, but you know, shit. I mean, coming out of South Carolina, undrafted free agent, you weren't really expecting much out of him. But for the most part, he played fairly well. I mean, 14 of 28, 177 yards. He did throw an interception towards the end of the game, but I mean, he played better. He looked better than Johnny Manziel did in both them games combined.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel was on the IR with a hamstring.
He wasn't too hurt to party, right?
Yeah, I heard that. I didn't get to read about it though. What officially went down? Like,
so apparently he had a party that a bunch of his teammates went to, and apparently they had a blast because Josh Gordon didn't show up to practice, which is why he was suspended for this game.
Yeah, we didn't.
Johnny Manziel was nowhere to be found for treatment or the walkthrough, which is why he was fined. Justin Gilbert was, I guess, late, so he was inactive for the day. I mean, Johnny Manziel has just been terrible this year, to say the least, which is why I really didn't have all this faith in him. I know he came out and was like, I got to take the job a little bit more seriously. I'm like, Negro, you didn't take it seriously from the jump. That's a problem. That comment right there was a problem for me. So, I mean, this just shows his immaturity. I'm like, dude, you couldn't wait till after the season to throw a shindig. Why? What? We trying to end the season on a decent note.
Jeez.
And you throwing a party that basically cost Josh Gordon a paycheck, which he's now saying he's trying to fight to get paid for, which we'll see. And, you know, another rookie, Justin Gilbert, he getting in trouble for that. I mean, dude, he's like a damn plague. And you didn't really show anything to give them confidence that you can be the quarterback going forward.
Yeah.
So it's relatively a decent question to ask. Should Cleveland look for a quarterback going into next season? Should they look for a veteran type quarterback who's pretty good?
Yeah, I would. I mean, Brian Hoyer's gone. He's not coming back. And clearly they need somebody to lean on in case Johnny Manziel can't do it. Because, yeah, I mean, like, dude, fine. You're on the IR. You want to just throw away the season. Fine. But these are game reps going into next season. You know, we still have a game to play. I still got one game. I can't just be like, oh, well, we out of the playoffs. Let me just not care.
Yeah.
And Josh Gordon, I mean, dude.
You ain't learned.
You started the way you started the season, the way you ended. You on the bench, not playing. I'm like, I heard he's a disappointment. I don't know if they're going to do the smart thing that Buddy Ryan did with Chris Carter and cut his ass.
They said they may.
Yeah, because they needed, you know, we can't cut him. He's a great talent. We can work with him. Clearly he needs some help.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I saw that out the blue. I'm like, yeah, so you dudes held you for what, 11 weeks? I think you gave fools one great game, a good game, and then nothing.
And they said, I guess due to him being on the reserve list, he may not really accrue a season, which may push back his time for hitting unrestricted free agency. So, again, he shot himself in the foot. I mean, just, I don't know. Just can't stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
Golly, man.
Yeah. he doesn't get it at all. One person who does get it, I want to get some shout-outs to, with the Texans, J.J. Watt. First player in NFL history with multiple 20 sack seasons.
Ridiculous.
Got 20, you know, after
he's
today,
making a hell of a case for
20
MVP.
And a half. He is.
Making a hell of a, I mean, he's clearly a defensive player of the year. That's no question. That's easy. But MVP, dude.
I'm saying.
He's making a hell of a case. The only thing, I think he would have solidified it if they got into the playoffs. I think if they made the playoffs, I think it might be he's in.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're not in the playoffs, I think it might go to DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, I mean, we might have to discuss that. I mean, this with this MVP, but he's up there. He should get
some votes. Oh yeah, he should get votes.
You know, what do you have today? 3 sacks, safety, forced fumble. I think he's at 5 touchdowns for the season. I might just look at his stats at the end, but come on. I mean, he's made himself a case. Definitely.
He's worth that contract he got. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. People are like, I don't know if he worth $100 million. Yeah, he worth it.
He might be in my top 3 votes. I have to see who else is up there and who I consider, but he up there. He ain't
a lot
like
of people are throwing Tony Romo's name around. Which I'm like, I don't think so. I'd give it to DeMarco Murray before Tony Romo.
Yeah, I would give it to DeMarco Murray as well. Let's see what else we got. Bills, you know, beat the Patriots. That didn't matter.
Yeah, they didn't care. They pulled Tom Brady after the first half anyway.
Yeah, Gronk didn't play. Julian Edelman didn't play.
They rested their dudes. And I mean, rightfully so. They earned that right. Mm-hmm. They did what they were supposed to do and pulled it out. And, you know, kudos to them. They number one seed, got that bye. You know, they'll be well rested for the playoffs. Oh, it's going to be a freaking Peyton Manning, Brady, 30,000 now. It's like, God, Jesus, these fools can't stay away from each other. And one of the commentators, I think it was on, NFL Countdown this morning, where they were just like, you ain't never going to see this again with two Hall of Fame quarterbacks like this.
Nope.
Where they're just constantly just always, for whatever reason, they just always seem to face each other in the big games. Nope. Always. That's and you're just you like, damn.
And, you know, Peyton Manning ain't never favored in none of them.
Nope. And especially if we're going to go to Foxborough, we clearly ain't going to be favored in that one. But, I mean, Denver's doing their job. Up 30-14 against the Raiders right now. Looks like they're going to clinch that number 2 spot.
Hey, man. Yeah, that last week was kind of bad.
Oh, man. Last week was horrible. I mean, people were like, what's wrong with your boy? What's wrong with Peyton? What's wrong with your boy? I'm like, you want to know what's wrong with Peyton Manning? He's 39 years old. Mm-hmm. I think people forget because he's been great for so long. Same with Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. That father time hits and that you start to see them declining. I've seen it with Tom Brady. He's slowly declining a little bit. Same with Peyton Manning. He's slowly declining. Even though he said he wants to come back for next year, if Denver will have him, and Denver, of course, said, of course they're going to bring him back. But, you know, clearly you can see he's starting to get there in age. You know, I thought if he won a Super Bowl, he'd, you know, retire. Clearly he still has more football left in him. He wants to play. Mm-hmm.
Season ain't over yet for y'all.
And the season's not over yet. Definitely not by a long shot. So, I mean, he's getting up there in age. I mean, you can clearly see it. The ball's really not coming out like it is.
No.
I mean, a lot of people are questioning, is he hurt and this and that. I mean, he's just old. He's banged up. The O-line really hasn't been playing as well. I mean, Carlos Dunlap went nuts.
Yeah.
And literally was on Peyton Manning. It seemed like every play he was on Peyton Manning. I'm like, God. Yeah. And then the pouring rain comes in the fourth quarter, and it's like, of course, interception. Right on cue, interception. It's like, oh, pick 6, great, thanks.
And he had one today where it just kind of, that's supposed to be like a lateral.
And that play was weird to me because I was like, wait a minute, if a dude hits the ball, isn't it just like a dead ball? That was my thought, but I guess if it's a lateral and they hit it, it's open ball. So it is what it is.
Yeah, he's slowly diminishing. He's still, at this point,
one of the better quarterbacks in the league.
He's still in that elite box. Mm-hmm. You know, going into next, depending on how the season plays out, going into next season, we'll see where he's at. But he hasn't fallen out of that box yet. He may not be, you know, Colts Peyton Manning, and, you know, he ain't Peyton Manning from last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we do know that O-line will be addressed this offseason.
Oh, again, without question. We need a right tackle. We need a right tackle. We need somebody who can block them because, geez Louise. And they're moving the ball along, baby. But, I mean, hey, and got to give a shout-out to Demaryius Thomas, who today eclipsed the single-season receiving yards record for the Broncos. I don't know the amount, but I believe he passed Rod Smith. One of my favorite Bronco players of all time, the best, and I will say it, the best undrafted free agent ever. Ever. Mm. I don't care what, out of Grand Valley State, I believe, or whatever small school he came from, Beaston. One of the best players of all time. So, you know, kudos to Demaryius. That just shows you how far he's come along, and he is a beast. He's Megatron Jr.
Yeah.
That's what I'm calling him. They both went to G-Tech. He learned from him. He's Megatron Jr. There it is.
All right. So, yeah, it looks like Denver's going to clinch that spot, luckily, because they said they needed it.
Yeah.
And then coming out and, you know, losing that game.
They said Peyton was pissed. And they said they actually loved it. Oh, they were like, he was focused. He wasn't fucking around no more. He was like, we winning.
Oh, anti Johnny Manziel. You
know, ain't no partying going on here. We focus.
No.
But, I mean, in Cleveland's case, they were eliminated. I'll give Johnny Manziel that much. It wasn't like they were going to make playoffs anyway. But you don't do that during the season. Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah. At least wait after week 17, and it's like, hey, season's over. Let's celebrate. And they can be like, you celebrating losing? No.
They had a 7-9 season, so they have improved. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you want to celebrate improvement, that's fine.
Yeah, they've got some flashes. I mean,
ain't nothing really
Josh
to celebrate
Gordon
here.
Gone. They got two back system, two young backs.
Yeah, they are not what much. They are.
And the last thing for the AFC, that Sunday night game, man. I'm going to be watching.
Oh,
that.
I'm going to be watching as soon as this is over.
Yeah, who you like?
I like Pittsburgh. I picked them to win the division going in, and I'm sticking with them till the end. Mike Tomlin going to have his troops ready. This is a – we all – I know Andy Dalton hates hearing that he ain't good in primetime games. You know, he didn't really play really well against Denver. So technically, he still ain't played that well in primetime games.
Right.
So you really can't trust him. This, to me, is going to be a battle of the running backs. It's Le'Veon Bell against Jeremy Hill. I mean, man. Jeremy Hill put on a show against Denver. He ran right through us. I don't see him duplicating that performance. I could see Le'Veon Bell going nuts again, though, because he has just been great. Yeah, he's been money.
Yeah, I mean, Cincinnati's coming off that big win in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is for all the marbles, getting that home field, and, you know, against a division opponent.
Mm.
And they got to say, yeah, Le'Veon Bell. Man, Le'Veon Bell will be one of my, you know, fantasy studs.
Oh, yeah, without question.
This season when we get into that later on in a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Antonio Brown and Beast. And yeah, I'm pulling for Pittsburgh. I'll say that. I think Pittsburgh will have the edge being at home. And some of that Steeler Nation terrible towels, I think will focus them to pull this win out. But this is the kind of game I could see Pittsburgh straight just getting their butts whooped. Because that's how they've been all season. You're like, okay, they're going to come in and handle it. Nope. No, I'm pulling for Pittsburgh. I think Pittsburgh is going to pull it out. But I think this is going to be a real close game. Andy Dalton, let's see something.
Yeah, you got a lot to prove.
You know, do something, man. Do something.
Exactly.
All right, let's go on to the up for grabs NFC. That's where all the good games is at right now. First off, Seattle's playing for home field advantage. Everybody is hoping that St. Louis helps them out. I mean, it's tied 6-6 right now.
Oh, no. Seattle just scored.
Ooh.
So it is now 13. Of course, Marshawn Lynch. 13-6. Mm. So now St. Louis got to score some points. And that don't look like it's going to happen. So. Seattle looks like they're going to have home field advantage. Damn it.
No, which is not good.
Which is what nobody wants.
Nobody wants that at all. They've been playing. They've just been on a high right now. I mean, this is – they're getting hot at the exact time you want.
Yep.
I would not want to play them. I'm sure if I'm Seattle, I don't want to buy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want – no, we are hot. I don't want to buy. I want to just keep playing and getting that in.
Yeah.
You know, Dallas took care of business.
Yes, they did. So, pretty much, they need a miracle to get the number two. So, they will have the number three seed.
Yeah. They need some help.
They need a lot of help. They need Seattle to lose, and they need Packers and Lions to end in a tie, which ain't gonna happen. So,
yeah. That's not going to happen.
They're going to be a number three seed, period. So, Detroit, Green Bay, who wants the number two?
As of right now, what is it? It's
Green Bay 21-14 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, you expect Green Bay to get it. I expect Green Bay to get this.
Detroit's giving them a hell of a fight, though.
It's been a good game when you've been watching it. It's been tight all the way.
Yeah, it has. It definitely has.
I mean, all the teams is locked in, so.
And I mean, kudos
where seeding is going
to
be.
I got to give kudos to Dallas. They handled their business. Mm-hmm. They whopped Washington.
Yeah, I've seen people like, you know, we beat y'all with our backup. And they're like, oh, shut up. Shut it up tonight.
So, I mean, they end the season 12-4, and after all them 8-8 seasons, I'm sure they're like,
finally. And you get to beat Washington, too?
Guess that means you need to shut the fuck up. That's what I do. I would fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
That's what they're trying to say.
Yep, Redskin fans, hush your mouth.
Yeah, y'all got bigger things to worry about.
Seriously. They got big things to worry about. Should RG3 get traded? Should they keep Jake Gruden?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of, again, worst franchise in the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. You know, Cardinals is battling.
17-20.
No, they've been going back and forth. But they, you know, I know they've had a lot of issues. You know, Drew Stanton had his right knee scoped. They was hoping to play Logan Thomas's this today. Thinking about, well, let's give some rest. We think Drew Stanton may be back. Well, he's not. Okay, Ryan Lindley, go in. We need you.
Well, apparently Logan Thomas was just that bad in practice that they were just like, all right, never mind. We just going to go back with Ryan Lindley. Like, oh, yeah,
I mean, because you know, it sounded like they were going to just trust Drew Stanton would come back. But then they're like, look, we got to – Ryan Lindley is our better option at QB.
He got the experience.
Mm-hmm. And we got – he needs the experience. I mean, we're in anyway. Let's see how it go.
Yeah.
You know, 19-30, 288 yards, 2 touchdowns. Not bad. You know, Michael Floyd, 7-140 and 2 tons. Oof.
Beasting.
Yeah. So, you know, even if they don't win, I think if Lindley has a good showing, finishes the game off really well, and that offense at least shows some things, I think they'll feel a little bit better going into the playoffs.
And then for San Francisco, it's pretty much been said, sources said,
mm-hmm.
Jim Harbaugh going to Michigan, and it will be announced next week
after
the season's over. So that's what the word is. That's what sources said. So I don't know if it's real or not, but that is the word on the street.
It's like, I like him in the NFL.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's hard to pass up that Michigan job.
His system just works well for college.
You don't get worn on you.
Exactly.
Once they're like, oh, my God, I'm tired of him. All right, I'm out.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, he's been successful.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. He's probably a good recruiter, too.
Mm-hmm. If he wants to do that. And I'm sure they're like, here's the boatload of cash. Do what you want.
40-something mil. Was it 48 mil or something like that?
Ching a ching ching. And you get to run of the show. Basically let you do what you want.
Do whatever he want.
Ugh. I don't know how that didn't work out at all in San Francisco. He gonna miss the Bay Area, though.
Without question.
I wouldn't want to be in Detroit.
Not with that cold
around
weather.
This time.
And unfreaking fortunately, my Atlanta pick for division winners ain't go through.
Both of our division picks are didn't make
but
it.
Hey, congrats to Carolina. The first time, I think this is the first time ever that somebody's repeated as back-to-back champions in that division.
Yep.
Ever.
Yeah, since they made all the changes to it.
That's ridiculous. So, shout out to Carolina. They've been handling their business. And again, this is another team where you're like, do I really want to play them? I really don't want to play them in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Because, you know, their defense is still solid. It's just offensively, you don't know.
No.
You can either get good Carolina or bad Carolina. It's just a roll of the dice.
No, 7-9. God, they just spanked on them.
34-3. Yeesh. Sorry, Atlanta.
Yeah, dang.
I was rooting for y'all. Damn.
Yeah, them dirty birds and not. It ain't popping.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, so it's going to be the playoffs are going to be great. We might actually do a little, short divisional preview.
Mm-hmm.
You know, since the games are not official yet, and explore that. You know, New Orleans had a decent showing today, and also I know who did have a decent showing was Odell Beckham. Be like 12-154 and a touchdown, something ridiculous like that,
dude. He missed like the first four games.
Yeah,
and he got over 1,000 yards. I'm like, what the heck?
They can get that
He's
line
a beast.
Going. Yeah, they can get that line straight. You got Victor Cruz, Odell Beckham,
beast.
No, they got some work to be done as well. But we do know what will be happening soon coming up, Black Monday.
Yep.
So let's talk about
who's getting the axe.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now who getting the axe.
All right, throw a name out.
One I'm going to leave a question mark is Rex Ryan. I'm not certain. I'm not 100% certain. Sources said that the owner's going to fire Mike Idzik. Or John Idzik, I think is his name. But is going to leave up firing Rex Ryan up to the new GM, I guess. Which is like, okay.
I'm just what that sounds like to me is the owner doesn't want to fire him.
It doesn't seem
like
it.
Because I'm like, dude. What?
It doesn't seem like it. So, you know, I don't know. And then today with the way Geno Smith played, I don't know if they're like, oh, see, he's the quarterback of the future. Like, oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah, so good Geno came out today. Yeah, good Geno showed up today.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not certain about that one. Tennessee, Ken Whisenhunt. This is his first season, so I doubt he'll get the axe. Jacksonville, I don't think so.
What you think about Miami's coach? Josh.
I read that the owner already came out and pretty much gave him a vote of confidence. Like, yeah, he'll be back. I mean, they finished 8-8. They were in the hunt, you know, till the end. So I think, you know, considered what happened last year as well, they got some things going. They can fix up the little things, shore up their defense, and shore up that offensive line. I think they'll be okay.
Yeah, I saw that Mike Wallace got benched in that game for unknown reason. Y'all got to figure that out.
So,
Odell Beckham, 12-185.
Ridiculous.
And a touchdown. Excuse me. Jeez.
Jim Harbaugh will be gone. I don't know if they're going to fire him or if he's going to resign. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, I think his contract is up. So they're just not renewing him.
Mike Smith from Atlanta, he's probably gone.
He's gone.
He's gone. Especially after today. And they're going to be 6-10.
I mean, that's a bad showing, too. Like,
especially
maybe,
with the way the division went.
Now you got sucked. You still have a chance to win. You got to beat Carolina.
Yeah, he's done. He's done. We all know.
At home.
Yeah, at home.
You got a home game, what you want, and you get your butt whipped. Yeah.
And then Chicago, we all know that everybody gone. Everybody's gone in Chicago.
Yeah.
Now, one also questionable, I'm not certain, is Tom Coughlin and the Giants.
It sounds like
they don't
like him.
No, I know they like him, but at the same time, might be time for a new voice. I know we've been saying that, seems like, for the past, like, 3 years.
Yeah.
But it does seem like it's like, okay, it's finally come to a time where it's like, we need somebody else to be there. But you never know with them. I don't know. That's why I leave the questionable tag on there. I mean, Tampa Bay, they're, you know, Lovie Smith's first season. I think they kind of knew it wasn't going to be great. I didn't think they'd be this bad.
Right. No, I didn't think they'd be that
bad. You know, I didn't think they'd be a great team overall. So, I mean, I'm expecting.
Hey, Lovie Smith got that number one pick. People accusing him, did you tank? You're like, I don't care. You're like, no. That's what you said. No, we ain't tank.
We just that bad. We just didn't play well.
We just didn't play well. And oh, well. But you got no more pick, though. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think it's good. Black Monday is going to be as epic as it usually is. I think you might see maybe two coaches, maybe three go.
Yeah.
Not a whole lot. I mean, Oakland, you know, with the way they've been playing the last few games, who knows? They may keep Tony Sperano as head coach for a year or so. I don't know. But, you know, I don't think it's going to just be a wave of coaches getting fired. I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure either. It may not be a whole lot, but it's gonna be some though.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Mike. The big one to me is Mike Smith. I'm like, wow, how the mighty have fallen.
Yeah.
Was it like what? 3 years ago? Was it 3 years ago that they were in the NFC Championship versus San Francisco? Was that the year then?
I think it was two. Was it 2 years ago? 2 or 3 years ago? I believe so. Yep.
Yeah. And then,
same with San Francisco. They just fell off.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, got some Pro Bowl love. You know, them Broncos had the most Pro Bowlers in there with like 9.
And damn Skippy, both our corners got in.
Holla. Yeah, your team's
Peyton
balling,
Manning,
man.
Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, let them all in. I feel like Emmanuel Sanders got snubbed a little bit, but.
That's a lot.
I mean, it's a grip of receivers. You got to get Antonio Brown in there and all them boys. So, you know, it's going fine with me. I take 9. We got the most. I take it.
Yeah, I heard complaints about how Odell Beckham ain't made it.
Yeah. I mean, he came on late.
Yeah.
He came on late. I think that's the only thing I really have. Had he start the season, he'd be in the Pro Bowl.
Oh, yeah. If he's putting his numbers from out the gate, he would be.
He'd be in the Pro Bowl already. So,
yeah. So, yeah, y'all. It's last game of the season.
Hope you guys enjoyed it. For you, for those of y'all whose teams did not make the playoffs, enjoy some playoff football. I know you probably pissed off because your team ain't do well, but look. Look forward to the draft. Look forward to next season. You know, everybody starts off 0-0.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
You know, can't wait for this second season.
Exactly.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a quick music break. We're going to come back. We're going to get into some NBA. A lot of interesting moves that have been going on.
Yes, sir.
Y'all listen to the Brothers Limit Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Back, y'all, to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour. Season's officially over, headed into the second season, but we ain't done talking about it. Hope you ain't either. Hit us up. Let's chat. TheBrothersLemon@gmail.com. On Twitter, @BrothersLemon. On the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Yeah, if you need to vent, go ahead and vent. Let us know how you feeling about your squad, or if you're ready to cheer on your squad in the playoffs, hit us up. Let us know. We will definitely hit you back.
Holla. Mm-hmm. All right. We in this NBA. Still going on. Always keeps getting interesting. Top of the list. Detroit was like, you know what? I guess nobody wants Josh Smith. We don't want to take on them contracts. Let's waive him.
Yeah, like, really?
Yeah, I was shocking.
Wow, okay. But we said going into the season that it wasn't a fit. We saw that last year with, you know, Andre Drummond, Greg Monroe and Josh Smith, that it didn't work. Somebody had to go. Yeah. And a lot of people assumed it'd be Greg Monroe, but I did too. I think they realized that Greg Monroe, honestly, is the better player and the better fit.
Yeah, at least in this system for sure. You know, you've groomed him. I mean, that was probably Joe Dumars' last big mistake before he left. Josh Smith is a power forward. He is not a small forward. You do not want this dude taking so many outside shots because he's terrible at it. And, you know, they were like, all right. You know, they has $28 million left on them. You know, 2 years, 28. But they used the stretch provision on his contract. Stretch at $28 million over the next 5 seasons. It's like, oh, okay, that's not bad.
No, it's about a little over $5 million.
Yeah, on the cap instead of, you know, taking them too big, like 14-plus million hits. Yeah. Smart.
Yeah.
And I was wondering where he was going to go. Hopefully choose wisely. I am glad to say that he did not end up on the Knicks. I'm sure as a Knicks fan, this was a, I was like, this is a James Dolan. Come on, man. We need you. You know, but I'm glad that Phil Jackson was like, nah, let's continue to be at the bottom. Yeah. he goes to Houston. You know, there was talk of him going to Houston earlier in the season.
Play with his best friend.
Yeah. And now he's here. They got him for the biennial exception, million-something dollars. You know, had his first game and proceeded to take the most shots. Like, wow.
Already. Oh, man, just comes in and already just starts acting up, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he, granted, I think he, you know, made some great plays. Look, I think he, of course, makes their defense better. You, now you actually have him next to Dwight Howard. You know, both great shot blockers, both above average rebounders, both are athletic. You know, I like that defensive side. I do like that fit. Now Dwight Howard's got some help, doesn't have to just do everything himself. You know, offensively, you know, he can get his every now and then, but, you know, 21, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, but dang, not a 21 shot, like the most. Why are you taking more than James Harden? Seriously. Now, for Dwight Howard's sake, I know he likes the help. Offensively, he's fifth. I mean, let's just be honest. I saw the game. He's basically going to be fifth in shots. Yep. Harden, Josh Smith, Trevor Ariza, and Corey Brewer are going to take more than him because he has to get the ball. But what's your thoughts on him landing in the Rockets?
Well, I think it's not a bad fit. We've been saying they need a power forward for some time. Mm-hmm. I think he and Dwight can mesh well together. He's just going to have to get himself under control. Mm-hmm. Understand that James Harden is the leader of that team. That is his team.
Yeah.
We'll see. There's a lot of egos on this team.
Yeah, there are.
So I'm curious to see how Kevin McHale is going to handle it, seeing as how they gave him that extension.
Yeah, nice 3-year, $13 million extension. Like, okay, you know, they're playing well. All right. Opposite of Mike Malone and all down there.
Really, seriously. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and you know, I can't pronounce the brother dude's name, but I think it's was it Monta Ellis, the power forward for who was playing well for the Rockets, and so I was kind of like, wow, okay,
yeah, screwed up my fantasy team again.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm scared he's gonna just diminish Dwight Howard's numbers even more, but you know, I do like it. You know, just another addition to the tough West.
Mm-hmm.
West just keeps stacking all stars. Like one leave, another one comes. So that's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll see what Stan Van Gundy has for Detroit. But, you know, they needed to do something. Hopefully this will help out. I mean, they have some big wins. And
yeah,
another one that we'll be talking about in a second, actually,
mm-hmm,
since we're speaking about this team. Anderson Varejão. I know he was joking. Shout out to Dino Red. Last time we were there, we were like, when he get hurt, like, it's only a matter of time. And unfortunately, you know, yep, you said it. Only a matter of time. Torn left Achilles, out for season.
He, after giving him that extension, you're like, dang it.
3-year, $30 million extension.
It's like with Bogut. Stop paying these big injury-prone dudes, man.
Yeah.
Give him a 1-year contract. That's it.
They got it.
1-year basis.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ.
They got to figure that out. You know, speaking of them, you know, they've had some bad losses. You know, this week got blown out by the Atlanta Hawks.
Oh, jeez, that was ugly.
That was ugly.
A butt whooping for the ages, for sure. That's right.
You got knocked the fuck out.
Damn right. And then lo and behold, Jonathan mentions to me today while we're recording that they got their ass kicked again by
the Detroit Pistons.
Whoop, whoop. Yeah, like, what? By the Detroit? What?
I mean, granted, Kyrie Irving's not playing.
Kyrie Irving's out, which is like, here we go.
But to lose to Detroit by 23 points,
yeah,
at home,
mm-hmm,
unacceptable. Yeah. Unacceptable. And, I mean, clearly, everybody was like, oh, see, they guarantee they going to win the championship. They going to the final. They do not look like they even the fourth best team in the East, honestly.
Nah, they not. This is looking kind of bad. You know, y'all just need to just stop that.
If you want
to
crown them, then crown their ass.
Yeah, you can do that. We ain't do that. And I'm, y'all want to take it off now? Y'all like, oh, well, maybe we crowned them too early.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't have crowned them at all. But that's just my thought. But, yeah, they're hitting a bumpy road, man.
Yeah, they are.
They're hitting a bumpy road.
I mean, LeBron said it was going to test his patience and all that good stuff. So, let's see. Because, oh, my goodness, losing to the Pistons like that, no bueno.
Nah, yeah, and some teams have been struggling. I know Memphis has lost, what, 4 in a row?
Mm-hmm.
You know, after their hot start, Golden State's lost a couple. You know, some of these, you know, teams that's hot starting to slow down. You know, my Spurs beat the Clippers, which I was happy with. And then, you know, took that L. You know, them Christmas games were good, man. Speaking of those, you know, Wizards beat the Knicks. John Wall, 24-11, 6 rebounds. John Wall is starting to creep up into that them top point guard category. Mm-hmm. I'm loving the maturity he's showing this year.
He's, man, he is fast as all get out.
No.
Going in to end. It's like, damn. Can't be stopped.
No, he can't.
But he's doing a good job. He's I think he's averaging over 10 assists now. He's doing a good job finding his open teammates and taking over when he's supposed to.
No, he is. The Thunder beat the Spurs. Shout out to you, Spirit, and your squad. No Kevin Durant. And we was talking on Twitter. And Westbrook, 34, 11 assists, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. He was killing.
He was murdering. I was watching the game. I'm like, damn, he is just driving to the hole constantly. Yeah, just
can't get his
layup.
Yeah.
Layup. He
couldn't stop him at all, man.
Another layup.
Frustrating. And
Anthony Morrow was just hitting. I mean, that was a great pickup. Mm-hmm. Hitting.
Yep.
Because, whew.
Y'all had some shooters, and he was shooting them.
What's up with your Spurs, man? They looking like doo-doo right now. I'm sorry, but that's what they playing like. Doo-doo.
I mean, right now, they are 18-13.
Oh, Lord.
Only, you know, 7 out as first, which ain't a lot. They're just right now, they're not 100% healthy. They are missing, you know, arguably their best player, Kawhi Leonard, who sounds like he's not coming back anytime soon.
Mm.
Splitter just got back, you know, had a no Patty Mills. Tony Parker starting. It's just dealing with stuff. It's not clicking right now. And, you know, honestly, the West has gotten tougher.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of that kind of combination. You know, like I've said, they are a second-half team. They're more of a playoff team than the regular season. I'm not panicking. I'm concerned. 7th is too low for me. You know, granted, but, you know, they're only, what, 3.5 out, you know, from Houston and Memphis. So I'm not – it's good. Mm-hmm. You know, they just – the division is rough.
Yeah, but that it is, sir.
I'm feeling – you know, I'm feeling good. Speaking of people who should be feeling good about their teams, you, sir, right now, Bulls is, what, 4 straight?
We got 6.
Ooh, ooh. 1-6 in a row. Excuse me.
We hot right now.
Bulls is, I mean, getting Jimmy Butler. We've been saying it.
Most improved, no question. Mm-hmm. No question he is the most improved player in the league.
Yeah, beat them Blazers. What do you have? 27-11, 4 assists, 5 blocks. Crazy, man. I'm like, what are you doing, bro? Yeah, they've been looking good. You know, Derrick Rose has been, for the most part, during this run.
He's been healthy.
He played all. Has he played? I think what 5 out of them 6 games at least.
He missed. I know he's missed a couple games due to illness.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, he's been playing in every game. And I mean, there are some games he took over in the fourth quarter, looking like the old Derrick Rose a little bit. Not completely like the old Derrick Rose, but showing flashes here and there of how he used to look. And I mean, they're just rolling on all cylinders right now. I know Charles Barkley called them the most complete team and all this other stuff. I'm not ready to go that far yet with my squad. I'm just like, you know, let's make sure we stay healthy, stay afloat. But I like our chances against anybody in the league.
No, I do too. I like they've been hot, man. You know, beat up on the Lakers on Christmas.
That was easy.
Pau Gasol got some get back, 23-13, rebounds, 3 assists.
That's what you miss, LA. That's what you miss.
That's what happens when you use a guy to his abilities.
Let's trade Powell. Yeah, let's trade Powell. Yeah, exactly. Give us Powell, right. Please. We'll like, use him.
Right. If you had, you know, used him correctly, maybe you could have got something nice for him.
Jesus Christ.
They should have. And that also that day, Heat beat the Cavs. You know, LeBron's welcome. Yeah, you know, it wasn't like.
That was weak. I'm sorry. That was so whack. I was like, oh, are they going to? Nope. It was like LeBron James. And the next player is like, oh, damn. All right. We don't even. Okay. I mean, fine. That's fine if that's why you want. He got cheers, which was nice. But I was like, damn, I thought y'all would do something. But they're like, you know, fine.
Yeah, I heard they did at some point after a timeout or something. He came back on and said what was said. Oh, you know, okay. The fans, you know, give him some love beforehand, which is what you do. As soon as that ball is tipped, we ain't friends no more. We don't care. I'm booing you every time you touch the ball.
Yep.
Hey, Dwayne Wade looking like Dwayne Wade of old in that game. 31 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Luol Deng, probably his best game as a Heat. 25 points, 8 boards, 8 assists. I'm like, wow.
They played well. Mm-hmm. They were motivated. That's for sure.
They were. And Clippers beat the Warriors. No, that was a tight game, man. And then, you know, Clippers pulled away. Clippers slowly trying to get back, trying to, you know, build some of that momentum. They 6 right now. We're going to pass them soon. But, you know, they needed a little bit. You know, because, I mean, DeAndre Jordan's playing well. He's had a lot of double-double games these last few weeks.
He's been beasting.
He has been killing. So, and this season has been going crazy. All-star voting. That first batch has come through. LeBron James, Stephen Curry are leading vote getters right now. I'm like, wow. So right now,
who's starting?
Right now, we got in the West. We got Steph Curry.
Okay.
Kobe Bryant.
Boo.
Which that's going Anthony Davis.
Yes.
Blake Griffin.
Okay.
And Marc Gasol.
Yes, absolutely.
Now we
Kobe. No, not at all. Who's second? Damian. Where's Damian Lillard? Where is Damian?
I have to check that. I'm not sure.
Because dadgummit, he needs to be starting a la opposite Stephen Curry. I'm sorry. Yes.
Over James Harden?
Yes.
I don't know if I'm putting James Harden. Although he is balling. He going to get himself an award today. He's balling.
Yep.
I don't know if I can put him over. James Harden is killing today.
James Harden is balling. I am not denying James Harden ain't balling.
And I'm more along the line. I like the regular lineup.
Yeah.
Every position, both guards and forwards, going to be a battle in the West. It's just too many of them.
Now, how we got in the East?
In the East, you got LeBron James.
Yes.
Carmelo. And Pau Gasol. There's your forwards.
Really?
Yeah, I was kind of shocked.
Wow, okay.
Shot, you know, Pau Gasol was third in the results.
Wow.
For guards, you got John Wall and Dwayne Wade.
Okay. Where's my boy at? Or they don't show it.
No, they don't show it on this one.
Ain't no thing.
Yeah, I would personally, I'd probably
Rose
put
Rose ain't making it.
No.
Jimmy Butler need to make it.
Yeah.
Derrick Rose ain't making
I'd
it.
I'd probably put what's my man named from Toronto? I probably
he'd
probably
Kyle Lowry need to be on there.
Yeah, I think they too. I would have that Kyle Lowry and Wall starting. You know, and Kevin Durant ain't mentioned, so you know he still got some time. So I'm sure he'll
Where's Westbrook on there?
He's probably climbing up. But for starting though, Kobe's gonna get a lot.
It's kind of jacked up because it's like starting point guard, you can pick Rondo, Steph Curry, Chris Paul, Damian Lillard, Tony Parker,
Mike Conley.
It's just not even fair. Yeah. it's just so many point guards on the West, man. Jeez.
Yeah, we're gonna have a discussion about that. Maybe toward the end of the season. Might have to do it with the Hoopla crew over here. We start getting into our top point guards. Probably after the season, we're gonna just do some justice because it's loaded and it just keeps getting difficult and it changes every damn season.
Yep.
All right. Speaking of that, we were talking about it. I guess it's fitting that this was brought up about the best backcourt and the Cavs supposed backcourt. They ain't gonna get it. You know, Kyrie Irving ain't playing. Deion Waiters ain't even starting. But let's look. Who would you consider? John and I were talking about who we think will be at this point the best backcourt in the season. You got
right now.
Yes,
it's got to be Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson.
Yeah,
It has to be them. They're just so difficult to deal with. Now, I'm sorry, I'm a little biased, but Jimmy Butler, D. Rose. It's climbing a little bit.
Yeah.
It's climbing a little bit. The healthier Derrick Rose gets, and the more we see this improvement out of Jimmy Butler, they're climbing. They're climbing. So, but right now it's got to be Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. Klay Thompson is a beast.
Yeah.
He does well on the defensive end as well. Steph Curry can just pull up from 50 feet and just splash. Nothing but net. I mean, and the way Stephen Curry, I hate him because you can't block his damn shot because he releases it so freaking quick.
Yeah.
It's like spin move, release. What the fuck?
Right.
In.
He pull up for them threes like quick as hell.
Yep. And you're just like, dang, I can't block it.
And it'd be wet. And you'd be like, why is he shit? Okay, never mind.
You got to guard him from end to end.
Yeah.
Because if you leave any kind of space, he's hitting it.
Yeah, his drive game is getting real good. Mm-hmm. His drive game and his passing ability is starting to get good. I'm liking that.
I mean, yeah. Kudos to Steve Kerr. He has done an excellent job with this team. They've slowed down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's
but
hard.
It's to be expected, yes. But they've done a great job. He's done a really good job with them. And, you know, yeah, he's probably early front-runner candidate for Coach of the Year so far.
Probably. I mean, he's the way he's got him playing, yeah.
Because it ain't Derrick Fisher.
Yeah, and let's stop.
I'm sorry, I had to take a shot. I had to take a shot at the Knicks.
Yeah, it ain't Derrick Fisher. You know, and for those of y'all who've been talking, because I've been hearing it a little bit, please stop saying that this team was going to break the Bulls' record.
Who?
Some people are like, you know, when they won, like, they were on a streak and they only lost two games. And like, they're on this rate.
They asked Steve Kerr that. And even Steve Kerr was kind of like, do y'all know how hard it was to lose only 10 games?
Right.
10 games all season is all you lost. Do you know how fucking hard that is? You know how hard it is just to win 50, yeah. Let alone 70? We got to win 73.
Right.
Really? Really? That it's almost impossible. Nobody's going to break that record.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's probably one of the most one record in sports history that will never be broken.
No, I mean, I was surprised when they beat the Lakers joint. And the Lakers at that point won 33 straight games. Ain't nobody who's breaking that. Who's breaking that?
72-10. Just
right.
Ridiculous.
You know, now if you get to the All-Star break. If you've lost three games, then we can start talking about it.
And the thing
is, if All-Star break, if you have five or less losses, then right now it's what, December, and you like, can they break the record? I'm like, it's December.
And the thing is, with that team, they had your LeBron James, if you want to call him, and Michael Jordan, but there was no big three.
No.
There was a big two. And they went 72-10. This is why I keep saying you don't need no big three necessarily. You get two good all-stars, mm-hmm. a la Kevin Durant, Westbrook.
Yeah.
Put some talent around them. You got something.
Yeah, you get it.
LaMarcus Aldridge, Damian Lillard. I'm just saying, you don't need three mm-hmm. all the time.
You just got to build. You got to have a good defensive concept.
Yes.
You know, get you some great role players like a Tony Kukoc, like a Dennis Rodman.
That's why I'm like, I like Miami. If Chris Bosh can stay healthy, I like Miami. With he and D-Wade, that's a good combo. Carmelo needs another combo.
Yeah.
He needs somebody else. He needs another all-star next to him.
Which they'll get because they'll have plenty of cap space.
And it's New York City.
You know, and who knows? Maybe they'll get, you know, if they get that number one pick.
Oh, here we getting Jahlil Okafor.
Uh-oh, it's reminiscent of Patrick. Is he going to be Patrick Ewing? Like, no. Patrick Ewing was a beast.
Yeah, for you knew he was the number one pick coming out. Everybody guaranteed. Was
like, who getting Patrick Ewing? Like, who getting the number one pick? Who's getting Patrick Ewing?
Yep. Period.
Man, who else will we put up there? Would you put yours second? Derrick Rose. Would you put them over Wall and Beal?
Yes, only because. Of Jimmy Butler's ability on the defensive end. Because, I mean, you could argue Jimmy Butler. To me, Jimmy Butler is the best two-way player in the East. You could argue.
Yeah.
You could argue the way he's playing, he's the best two-way player in the league. You could argue that. But I'd put Klay Thompson and Stephen Curry above them. But I'd put Derrick Rose and Jimmy Butler second.
Okay. I'd have him in there.
Bradley Beal and John Wall probably be third to me in the backcourt.
Yeah. I know DeRozan's not playing, but DeRozan and Lowry is a nice backcourt. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know what Cleveland's doing with their backcourt.
Now, an underrated backcourt. They can get their ish together. Rondo and Monte Ellis.
Yes.
That's a very devastating backcourt.
Yes.
I mean, that's a very good backcourt.
Yeah, they can move up the ladder.
Yes.
You know, Bledsoe and Dragic is mm-hmm. nice too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even Parker and Green ain't that splashy, but mm-hmm. that's a nice backcourt. Danny mm-hmm. Green's having a great season.
Yeah, he is. Yes, he is.
But yeah, it's going to be the Splash Brothers. I'm still like, I'm just loving how Klay Thompson is starting to score with Stephen Curry. I'm liking it. I'm liking to see that now, and I'm happy for that, man.
Yeah.
And before we get into our awards, shout out to Dirk Nowitzki. Passes Elvin Hayes for eighth on all-time scoring list. He just keep moving up. I mean, he even just kind of gestured at Kobe like, I'm coming for your record, dog.
Now, Elvin Hayes played for, was it Milwaukee or Denver?
He
played for the Rockets.
Ah.
Played for the Rockets. But, hey, I mean, shoot. Moving up to eighth all-time, kudos to Dirk. I mean, Dirk is a beast.
He's just killing, man.
To me, and this, that he might be he might be one of the most lopsided traders of all time. Robert Tractor Trailer
yeah.
was traded for Dirk Nowitzki. Let that sink in for a minute. Most of y'all are like, who the fuck is Robert Tractor Trailer?
Right.
Exactly. Coming out of Michigan, he was like 300 pounds. And people were like, oh, he the next, you know, nice power forward. And Dirk mm-hmm. was this Euro dude. And you're like, we don't really know too much about him. Milwaukee would not do that trade again in a million years.
Yeah, that was the early days of scouting.
Dude.
International
yep,
scouting.
Yep, he was one of those few early days. Like, who the hell is Dirk Nowitzki?
Basically.
But Donnie Nelson was like, I know who he is. Give him mm-hmm. to me.
He cemented what we call now the stretch four.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't the first one.
No.
But he's the one that kind of like
he stamped it.
This is for real gonna be because everybody wants to shoot. I mean, even you got guys like Kevin Durant copying his little fadeaway knee up shot,
and that was
high
one,
stroke.
And that draft was one of the better ones too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mike Bibby, Jason Williams, Paul Pierce, even Rafe LaFrance was in that draft, mm-hmm. and Michael Olowokandi was the number one pick. Michael Olowokandi was the number one pick, the Candy Man.
Oh yeah, back when the Clippers was drafting.
Oh
every
Lord,
year.
One of the failed Clipper moments.
Yeah, you know, they glad that period is over. But yeah, man, Dirk is just, he keeps moving up, man. And
Hall of Fame.
Oh, of course.
First ballot.
Oh, definitely.
Is he the best European player of all time?
Based on their stats in the NBA, he probably will be. If he's not one.
He's in the top three.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. All right, y'all. So let's get into these awards for the week.
For Shizzle.
Got to start with our noise.
Noise, noise, noise.
Noise, noise. All right, what you got?
All right, I got a couple. My first one is a little silly, but I got to give a Norse Award to the 76ers, who have moved up to fourth place in the division.
Snap.
Guess who is last, of course? Your New York Knickerbockers. They have fallen worse than the 76ers. Y'all tell me if the 76ers are tanking. I think they're playing hard. They've won four games now. Hey, I love what the 76ers are doing. The more people bash them and like, they tanking, they ain't doing. I'm like, look, they building something there.
Mm-hmm.
You can see the growth and development with these young dudes. I'm liking that. Unlike the Knicks, there ain't no growth, ain't no development. They just terrible. So I'm giving a shout out to what is it, Brett Brown, Coach Brett Brown, and these 76ers. They play hard. No. They play hard.
That's all you
and
want.
They try. So I give them their credit. They're learning the game. They're young. And they play tough. Mm. I mean, granted, they're going to get blown out, you know, games because they're inexperienced guys. But they play tough. So kudos to them. And clearly, like I said, you can see how they're developing. And, you know, I'm loving what I'm seeing from them.
All right.
My other one, it's going to go to... It's not really a Noyce Award per se, but I want to give a shout out to Eric Berry, safety from Kansas City Chiefs, who has lit. Hodgkin's? Was it? What's the disease he has?
Oh shit!
Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh.
I guess there was a pain in his chest that he was dealing with, and come to find out, he's got cancer.
Oh,
So I'm sure, I don't know if a lot of people have heard or don't know, but yeah, that is why he hasn't been playing. He has cancer, and I just wanted to give a Norse Award to, you know, the NFL medical staff, just because there have been so many cases. They had a situation with Raheem Moore from the Broncos a couple years ago where his leg almost had to be amputated. But a lot of these guys, for whatever reason, they have the top-notch medical devices, and they're just able to find things and save some of these guys' lives. You know, so shout out to them, and, you know, I wish hopefully a quick recovery for Eric Berry. You know, cancer is a big thing. We saw Jim Kelly beat it this year, and hopefully he can beat it and resume his playing career because, you know, that's scary, especially for a young kid. He's like 26, 27 years old.
That is scary.
And he's got cancer, you know, so, you know, shout out to him. Prayers go out to he and his family, and, you know, I'm glad they found it and were able to diagnose it quickly.
Yeah, definitely. For my Norris Awards, I have a few. Shout out to Justin Forsett, Baltimore Ravens. He gave his offensive line and tight end Owen Daniels 55-inch TVs as gifts for him having his first 1,000-yard rushing season.
Nice.
I know there was – I've read somewhere that Aaron Rodgers did the same thing, hooking the dudes up with all that. The difference is Aaron Rodgers is probably one of the highest-paid dudes in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Forsett is making the league minimum of $730,000.
That's what's up.
So he bought six dudes 55-inch TVs, which you know ain't cheap.
You're probably looking at about 3 G's a TV at least. So, what, 15,000? Yeah, like, he's spending quite a bit of his check. So, that's what's up. Yeah.
I love people showing some props on the offensive line because the offensive defensive line,
they never get no love.
Yep. It's always, oh, the quarterback is great, and oh, the running game is so stout. You know, I mean, shoot, if you want to be real, who the MVP? If DeMarco Murray wins MVP, I'm giving all my linemen some large expensive gift. Because you know what? Honestly, y'all the real MVP.
Yeah, real talk.
No, Dallas offensive line, y'all the real MVP.
Yeah, for real.
None of this possible.
Exactly. You know, and I think
DeMarco
they got
Murray getting love, Tony Romo getting love for MVP. Y'all get MVP.
And I think they got like three offensive linemen going to Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
So
that's what's
much
up.
Deserved.
Also giving love to Justin Houston, 22 sacks this season, you know, breaks the record, franchise record for Derek Thomas. You know, the Hall of Famer Derek Thomas. God, that dude was a damn monster.
Yep.
You know, came so close to breaking the single season record. That's just amazing, man. 22 sacks.
And wasn't nobody even talking about him.
Nope. Kind of getting overshadowed by J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he definitely.
He's earning him some cash.
Mm-hmm.
He getting paid.
He is going to be getting paid. And from my NBA night, dude got it last time. I got to give it to him again. Damian Lillard, Tuesday against the Thunder in overtime. Hit the game-tying three straight from the same spot.
You know what time it is.
Yep. Did his little watch tap. You were like, wait a minute, is this the playoff shot? The same exact play, same exact spot, sends it into overtime. 40 points, 11 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals. 11 to 21 from the field, 8 to 12 from 3, 10 from 11 free throws. Beasting.
This is why I'm sorry, but I'm pulling for him to start in that All-Star game because he is a freaking monster.
I mean, what? This is what, his third season in the league?
Out of a small school.
Yeah, pick ninth.
Come on now. Come on.
You know, I know New Orleans was like, New Orleans was, well, I read they were third. They were like, please, please, please don't pick him. Please don't pick him. And they had one pick before. And like, oh, great. Y'all took him. Let's take Austin Rivers.
Ooh.
Oh.
We saw how that turned out.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, that didn't work out well. Because him and Anthony Davis. Oof.
That would have been killing right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's like, oh, it's him and LaMarcus Aldridge. Still, that's still nasty, too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all. Let's get on to the what the fuck.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, I got this one. My only what the fuck moment. Look, this is just goes out to fans who, I can't stand fanatical fans. You know, Twitter's that place people gonna bag on your team, on your players. Either dudes love them, they hate them. And, you know, I'm on it enough. I read and keep up with it.
Haven't we received a tweet from this gentleman?
Snotty Driven? Yeah. I've tweeted him before. He knows his stuff. I've seen people bag on him and whatnot. He knows his basketball. I give him that. And I guess he got with it with somebody. I don't know all these fucking Twitter names. That got so big that it became this big news thing that dude was like, I'm going to go. You in Temecula? I'm driving to Temecula to fight you because you think the Lakers are better without Kobe Bryant. Look, I mean, we've had this. We saw all that. Oh, they beat Golden State. Are they better without Kobe
Bryant? And they got their asses whopped by 20 by the Bulls. So, I mean, look, you're always going to be better with a Hall of Famer on your team.
Right.
I'm sorry. That's just the reality of the situation. Regardless, Hall of Famer on your team, that makes you better.
Yeah. I mean, like, stats-wise.
They just suck.
Yeah, stats-wise, of course, when you don't have a ball hog, that everybody else plays a little better, and you probably score a little more because everybody gets to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Duh. We know that.
Yeah.
You know, we seen what they were like without Kobe Bryant. It was terrible.
Absolutely horrible. So, you know, I mean, clearly they're not better without
However,
Kobe.
I'm not going to go to the fact, what? You think Kobe, what's up then?
I'm going to drive to where you live.
I'm like, this is fanatical shit that we do not like or endorse here in the Sports Happy Hour. Come on, man. You can't.
Good Lord.
Look, I'm not fighting over if someone, you know, look, I live in Los Angeles and I've heard, I was a Spurs fan when the Lakers was kicking their ass. And I get it. You were what?
And I was,
your team sucked.
And I was a Bulls fan when freaking Ron Mercer was our highlight player and Brent Berry, and we were garbage, and people were like, y'all are fucking terrible.
Right.
I know we are.
Right.
And now, look who's on top.
Yeah. You just got to wade through it.
I had a tie. It happens to every team.
Yeah. It's just the Lakers' turn now
yes.
to get joked on and to be the laughingstock of the league.
Exactly.
And they are.
And I have all faith that at some point the Lakers are going to turn it around again and we'll be back on top.
Yeah.
It's just that's how it's going to be.
So my folks out there who are Laker fans, who are holding in, who it's your turn, you taking the barbs, you getting pies thrown in, all of that, your team is trash and all them jokes, and you still pulling for them, then you still standing by them, kudos to you, because we know how easy it is to jump ship.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, my what the fuck moment, I got a couple of them. I mean, the first one, again, kind of blew my mind this morning, is Johnny Manziel and his fucking party. I could not believe you threw a party 2 days before your game and caused like two of your teammates to be late, and now they suspended. And like, do you not get it? Are you not understanding that you are Johnny Manziel? You have been the, people were like, he should be number one pick. He need to be number one pick. All eyes are on you at all times. So when you do something stupid, it's going to be highlighted.
Yes.
Very highlighted. And all you're going to do is have all these niggas who really didn't like your ass to begin with. They coming out and see, this is why I didn't like that fool.
Mm-hmm.
I told you. And all the cats who supported you are looking like idiots because you making them look like idiots.
Yeah, dude, and you have one game left.
And now.
And it's not even, this is not like, okay, well, I had, it was before, well, the game is after New Year's Eve. Dude, you could have just waited a week, had the party on a Tuesday or something. I mean, like, come on, man. You got to be.
And now. People are like, should Cleveland draft another quarterback? Should they look for a quarterback? People are really like, you ain't the answer.
And my say is, I would say, get you a veteran quarterback. I would like, you get a veteran quarterback as your plan. And straight up, yeah, maybe in the third round, fourth round, get you another quarterback.
That way,
we got three quarterbacks, Johnny Manziel, and be like, and of course they're going to be like,
it's open competition. Okay.
Right.
Let's see who played the best.
Yeah.
And then my other one, courtesy of Bleacher Report, it was the Cleveland game against Orlando. There is a clip of my boy, Dion Waiters. And LeBron got the ball. And you just see Dion Waiters clapping his hands like, I'm open! Pass me the ball! And he's like, what the fuck? Like, oh man, that had me rolling.
I've seen that vine going
for like 30. I watched it like five times.
Yo,
I'm here.
LeBron, like, I'm not looking at you.
I don't see you. Get out of here. Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if there's something going on in Cleveland in the locker room. I don't know, but we all know Deion Waiters had his issue with Kyrie Irving last year. It seems like he got a little bit of a problem with LeBron not passing him the ball. I don't know.
I'm
but
sure he got them.
That had me laughing. I was just like,
Deion Waiters will not be getting his new contract after his rookie contract with the Cavaliers.
Nope, not at all. Not if LeBron there.
Nope. And also had to mention, I did have a what the fuck for a basketball player this week. Michael Carter Williams, at least, you know, had a struggling game with the Jazz. 8 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. But the 6 turnovers and 2 for 20 from field goal range. Two for 20?
I said coming out of the draft that he wasn't a good shooter, but Jesus.
2 for 20.
Ice, man.
I'm off.
You are ice cold, bro. Oh, man. So, I mean, that is just funny. That is, God, Jesus Christ.
That is funny.
And just to wrap up a couple of things, just so people know, it is official. Green Bay is your number 2 seed, folks.
Oh, snap.
Carolina has won their games. Detroit, fortunately, lost 20-30, so they're done. Arizona lost 17-20 to the 49ers. And
wild card
with a little momentum, baby. Them Broncos put the smack down on the Raiders, 47-14.
Oh, snap.
I think we back. I think we feeling ourselves again. Let's go. I'm ready for some Brady. And then Seattle, of course, clinched. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. Seattle is number 1, 20-6 victory over St. Louis. So they're going to Super Bowl. Because I'm sorry, I'm not putting money on anybody to beat them in Seattle. I'm not.
Mr. Black, I know you're loving it. Rashani,
I'm not.
I know you're
so
loving it.
Are you Green Bay Packer heads? Aaron Rodgers is probably the best shot y'all got, the NFC has, at beating Seattle. Do something.
Yep.
Do something. Oh, I'm sorry. I did have another Norse award. It got to go to Ryan Lindley. He went so many snaps without throwing a touchdown pass. He threw the first 2 of his career today.
Oh, snap.
He is now off that mark, baby. So good. I'm happy for him because, I mean, dude, people were just like, he ain't never thrown a touchdown pass. He started like 3-4 games, and it's like, I know he's like, finally, I got that off my back.
Oh, yeah.
Because, Jesus, it's like.
No, it's going to be good, man.
So, good job for him, but it's going to be tough in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
So, Ryan Lindley, get your work cut out for you.
Hope y'all ready because we are.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all. We thank y'all for tuning into the Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find our podcast on our website, blackisonline.com, and need all information. You can reach us there. You can also find us on Stitcher and iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio as well. If y'all want to get at us, please do. TheBrothersLayman@gmail.com. On Twitter, @BrothersLayman. Or on the hotline, 323-455-4219.
Definitely want to thank y'all for tuning in to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. For your long-time listeners, thank you for tuning in with us for the long haul. For the first-time listeners, thank you for finding us and seeing what we're about up in here. Tell your mothers, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. My niece just celebrated her first Christmas, y'all.
Yeah, man.
Shout out to the homies and all that stuff. And go ahead and tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Dang, I'm messing up. Who we got today? You know what? Since we got some, it's the playoffs are pretty much going to start. New Year's upon us. Tell your Patriots. Tell your Broncos. Tell your Steelers. Your Bengals. Tell your Ravens.
I'm like,
tell your Colts. Tell your Eagles. Tell your Cowboys. Tell your Panthers.
It's New Year's Eve. You'd be like, tell your vodka. Tell your gin. Tell your tequila.
Don't tell the police.
Nope.
But tell everybody else about the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
All y'all have a happy new year. Celebrate right. Make sure you got a designated driver.
Yeah,
stay in if you got to, because it gets crazy out here. Have a good time and celebrate, because it's going to be 2015, y'all.
Yes, sir. So enjoy that new year. Make your New Year's resolutions happen. Holla. The girls by your way, the sun decides to come.
give it away, give it away now. Haven't felt this way since when I moved to A-Town. I've decided I'ma do my thing and stay proud. Used to be some doubt, but now the whole world's my playground. Yesterday's I felt the burden on my shoulder, but I learned to let it go and keep on keeping my composure. Yeah, they always told me certain things hit when you're older, so you must lift up the hood and take a look up at the motor. So, no more oil slips, you owe me that, you owe me this. You're on your own, your only hope is owning up to know your gift. The Zodiac can only help to loan you hints. Take control of yours alone, for ownership's the only risk. No magic potion for the loneliness. Some people who are the loneliest, they happen to be only rich. So get going for the going gets. Homie saw me lonely, so he told me this. Trust that my gut is in the right place. And when I jump, won't hit a bump and fall right onto my face. And I might, and that's alright. I just get up and say, at least I took a chance to make advances in this life. Hey, hey, a new day, never wasted. Don't be scared to take it there. The truth gets in the way and makes the mood muddled lazy. Fools aren't persuaded, but our rules aren't the same. Remember, do something crazy. Don't want every day to be the same thing. Would be a shame to miss the beauty that the rain brings. When the change intimidates and says remain tame, look it in its face and say that ain't how he became Kang. Kang, Kang, but really I don't need much. When it comes to time, I want for mine to be on recess. No more feeling tied up in complete stress. Big sigh of relief, I've reset.
The girls fly away, the sun decides to come out. All my dreams awake, and I feel free again. The girls fly away, the sun decides to come out. Letting it be right. Just letting it be right.